Long before television and the internet, radio is where the world turned for news and entertainment.
I'll silver! Away!
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver! The Lone Ranger!
It brought the world into people's homes.
This is Trafalgar Square. The noise that you hear at the moment is the sound of the air raid sirens.
The South Coast has been home to one of the world's largest archives of radio history, and now, thanks to a library and a university in the region, it may soon be accessible to the public online. The Thousand Oaks Library Foundation founded the American Radio Archives in 1984. Now, the collection is being transferred to UC Santa Barbara.
The two probably most significant in the manuscript portion of the collection, which are people's papers and archives and stuff like that, is the papers of Norman Corwin and Rudy Valley, who are two very important people in the history of radio. So those have been part of kind of the cornerstone, the crown jewels of Thousand Oaks collection. And then the other big part is the Pacific Pioneer Broadcasters collection. And that was a old-time radio group in Southern California, people that had involved in radio since early on. And they've amassed their own archive, including a very large collection of original recordings.
David Swiebert is the performing arts curator at UCSB's library. The transfer to the library's special research collection makes sense because it has an international reputation for working with rare audio recordings, turning them into digital recordings which can be shared online.
That is part of the plan. And I think that's why we're such a good fit here at UCSB for the collection, is we've already developed sort of the infrastructure and the capability to do a lot of digitizing of sound recordings. And so since a big portion of this collection is unique, fragile, rare, one-of-a-kind recordings do need preservation in order to be made accessible to people, UCSB is equipped and a natural place for that to happen.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
The recordings include voices from history like Winston Churchill. There are also more contemporary things like elements from some of Southern California's radio stations that many of us grew up with.
This is the voice of California.
Most of the collection is currently stored at various locations around Thousand Oaks, with some elements at UCLA. This move will bring the entire collection together in a way which will be accessible to historians.
It's really big. It's a very substantial collection. Thousand Oaks Public Library and Thousand Oaks Library Foundation, you know, built this thing over 35 years. It's probably 50,000 recordings plus, you know, dozens of what we call manuscript collections, which are the papers of people like Norman Corwin or radio station KNX and things like that. So all that paper documentation that tells the history of radio.
The UCSB Library's David Swiebert talks about the timeline for moving the collection and making parts of it available to the public online.
We will be moving the collections to UCSB sometime in 2021, and then we will be working to integrate the collection into our tools that we use to make these accessible to researchers, which will mean building a website with it as descriptive information about the collection, putting, you know, photos online, things like that.
More music, KHJ.
558 at KHJ with Charlie Tuna and Johnny Maestro, the Brooklyn Bridge. Music, Maestro, please.
Blessed is the rain.
While radio might seem old school to some, research shows it's still more popular than television. 92% of Americans listen to radio every week compared to 87% for television. And while podcasts have become the hot new thing, Nielsen reports that only 22% of the population listens to them weekly. So radio still has a big role in the media mix. You're listening right now. The hope is that by bringing new accessibility to the American Radio Archives, it will help shine new light on the medium's almost forgotten history.
Are you coming on your Beatle fan petitions? This is Dave Hull reminding you that the Big Beatle Prize is 10 tickets to the Beatle concert, the actual autographs of the Beatles, and the KRLA Golden Record of...
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.